Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'd like to take a second to shout out the network that helps distribute our show, Armchair Media. It's a collection of 50-plus podcasts, including ours, trying to localize the sports world a little bit more. Pit Panther Rants has been with them since last year, I would say, probably. Was it actually, we went to Armchair Media, I think the start of the football season last year. I mean, we joined them about a year ago, and it was Armchair All-Americans, but you get the drift. But starting June 1st, Bet Online will serve as a title sponsor for Armchair as well as our show. This will open up the possibility to develop merchandise lines as well as potentially hosting live events once we return to a semblance of normalcy. With NASCAR, UFC, and golf coming back, Bet Online has hundreds of games and events to bet on. They have live and simulated sports as well as $10,000 man bracket challenge you can enter for free. Visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device to check out the action. BetOnline is your online wagering solution. In addition to BetOnline, Armchair now serves the host network for the world's largest skateboarding podcast, The Nine Club. Hosted by the professional skaters Chris Roberts and Kelly Hart, The Nine Club talks every week with the biggest names in skating. They're on social media at The Nine Club. To see all things Armchair, search Armchair Me whenever you get our pods. Also, check us out on Armchair's website, armchairmedianetwork.com, and their social channels at Armchair Media. Armchair Media, those who can't do, those who can't, take a freaking seat. All right, guys, welcome to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Happy Memorial Day, although it's now Tuesday, so it's technically the Monday, you know, how it goes, back to work. Of course, catch you on my family. My dad has marched in the Memorial Day parade in Lincoln Place for the last 40 years, 40 plus maybe, since he lived there. And this was the first Memorial Day where he didn't march. For about the last 20 years, he's been saying he wasn't going to march, but every Memorial Day he puts on the uniform and goes and he marches, carries a flag or whatever. This year he didn't do it. And, you know, I talked to him about what he was doing, and I called him, and, yeah, he was at the pool most of the day. I mean, at the pool drinking beer, and they cooked out, and that was that. I know that they were having some sort of ceremony at the, where they always have their thing in that neighborhood, but my dad was kind of like, well, the hell with it. I'm not doing that. So my dad, you know, he's going to do just fine without the parade. If anything, you know, for as much as he's marched in a year out. Sorry about that. I knocked over something. He doesn't really have to do anything else. I mean, he can go for a day off. You know, as far as cooking out goes, you know, I made smoked sausage, kielbasa, boudin, which is a Cajun thing. It's basically dirty rice in a casing. It's delicious. Fajita. Chicken fajita. Of course, the kids love hot dogs. You gotta have those. And I made some, you know, stuffed jalapenos. You know, they're stuffed with cream cheese and wrap them with bacon and throw them on, and they're just delicious. You know, as far as, you know, Memorial Day goes, you know, I saw a poll on, I guess, what you would take for Memorial Day weekend food. You know, for me, you know, you got to have, you know, you got to at least have either hot dogs or hamburgers, one of the two, because the kids love hot dogs, and everybody likes a good hot dog. I like sausage, you know, chicken, obviously. And of course, you know, there's always there's always ribs. I mean, there's so many things you can go with. I mean, you know, I think you choose the right meats that you like. As far as sides go, I mean, that's a thing. I mean, I saw like one for pretzel salad, and you know, I saw some pictures of pretzel salad, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? I mean, it's like a horribly done Jell-O casserole. I mean, for me, you know, dessert for Memorial Day, I mean, if anything, it's going to be cookies and maybe a cake. I mean, if anything. I mean, Memorial Day, I mean, or popsicles for the kids. But I don't, you know, anything like pretzel salad is just, I don't know, in my opinion, just too extra. You're going to have your meats. Of course, your salads, whether it's pasta salads, the broccoli slaw, or some people make that. I mean, buffalo chicken dip. I mean, there's, you know, desserts should always be on the bottom of the freaking list. Of course, you got to have your fried, you know, you got to cook your corn or cob. Potatoes, I mean, you can put some potatoes in your pit. I mean, cook them on the grill. I mean, one thing I like to do is I like to cut up my potatoes, you know, salt and pepper on them, some oil, you know, some little bit of olive oil, sprinkle some olive oil, salt and pepper, throw some onions and some cheese on them, and just wrap them up and throw them on the grill, let them cook all together. And if you want, add some bacon to it as well, because you know, people love bacon, and it's just immaculate. I mean, there's so many things you can do, and I know you guys all have your philosophies and stuff, and you got your own things to go. I just think personally, you know, my personal opinion, that stuff is just extra. I mean, if you want freaking dessert, just throw some cookies and whatnot. I mean, that should be like the least of your worries. That's something where, you know, if you have a picnic, you invite people over, you tell them just to bring a dessert. Unless they have something really good that you like for them to make or bring over, sure. But otherwise, you're just like, dude, just pick up a dessert for us. We don't need anything else. And, you know, as far as your sides go, if you don't want to do anything, you know, extravagant, I mean, there's always Lay's potato chips. I mean, Lay's potato chips go good with anything. I mean, especially the original Lay's. If you're doing a barbecue sandwich, you got chopped beef or pulled pork, you got to have Lay's chips with them. I mean, put those chips on top of that in that sandwich as well and eat it. It's freaking delicious. It's like the flavor from the barbecue just mashes with it. I mean, that's why Lay's chips are always so clutch. I mean, when you're having a barbecue, you got to have like Lay's. That's what I recommend, is Lay's chips. The kettle cooked, the kettle cooked is more for like the, like if you're making sandwiches. They pair good with like sandwiches. Like if you go to Jimmy John's, you're going to get the kettle chips. Or like Subway, they have Lay's there too. But you want to upgrade to the kettles. I mean, that's just how I feel about it. Anyway, I'm moving around here. My apologies. But other than that, you know, I'm back to work tomorrow, and you know, I don't return to the office till end of June. But as Houston opens up, which is what I'm seeing here, I'm seeing a lot of the restaurants are operating at full capacity, and you know, they used to have the chairs and stuff up, but not anymore. Everything's down, and they're taking as many people as they can because they need their business back. I mean, I know people are wondering about the HEROES Act and if there's going to be another round of stimulus checks, but I think as America goes back to work, I think we're not going to see any more of that going around, any more of that happening. Could we see another round of stimulus checks? Maybe. I think it's possible, but I think really right now, I mean, to pass that, I think they're waiting to see what goes on here. I mean, if stuff's going back to work, people are going to call back, then, you know, that's just how it is. Now, my kids finished school this week, and, you know, they'll have their virtual graduation. My oldest graduates fifth grade, and last year he was an usher for the fifth grade graduation. This year, you know, he gets to spend his graduation probably on a Zoom, I think. You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, they're finishing up their online classes this week, and it just is what it is. And they may start next school year doing online work. You know, it depends. We'll see what happens. You know, right now you're seeing clips of clubs and bars being crowded, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, all I can hope is the worst is behind us. But, you know, anytime I talk to anybody about the worst being behind us, they don't feel that way. They feel it's going to get even more worse. You know, all I can do is hope for the best, I guess. I mean, I did go to the eye doctor's last week and got I got new glasses, and I'm looking into some prescription sunglasses now. So I'm taking advantage of that stuff. I had to stop for a second because I heard some sneezing, and my kid is up making a sandwich. So, hey, you know what? That's the thing about this, is the kids being home all the time, all they're going to do is eat. But we got them exercising and things like that. We got them doing stuff. So he's actually, you know, my kids have actually lost weight than they've gained. I mean, I've lost weight as well doing cardio, but yeah. But as far as the pit topics go, there isn't much going on right now. I mean, Pitt's recruiting football, they're still hitting the pavement. So is basketball. You know, I am seeing some things with Pitt, you know, Pitt football and some projections. I don't know what it is with these blogs and publications, but they always get Pitt the shit into the deal when it comes to predictions. They always, I don't know, they seem to love North Carolina this year. I understand what Mac Brown did coming in, but let's not forget what Mac Brown did to Texas before he left. So he may come in and give North Carolina a jolt, but I don't know. It may end up just like Texas. I mean, Texas is a big mess since Brown left, because he really stopped recruiting. He stopped doing shit. So I don't see, you know, I don't know. I mean, Virginia Tech, I can totally understand. I mean, well, Virginia Tech is, you know, they've gotten so much love in the last 20 years in the polls. And then usually by November, October, they get exposed. But UVA, you know, I thought they were overhyped last year, but they proved me wrong. They went to the ACC title game. They were what we thought they were. But Miami, you know, Miami's always going to be the topic. But unless they find a quarterback that can actually, you know, generate some offense for them, they're not going to be anything. They're just going to be a team with a lot of good athletes and a halfway decent defense. That's really it. I mean, until they actually get a quarterback, and that's what's been hurting them for the last God knows how many years now. They really haven't had a quarterback that can actually run their offense probably since Dorsey. I mean, Kyle Wright wasn't too bad, but that's really about it. They haven't really had anybody else. And they've had plenty of talent. But if you see what Pitt has coming back, you have to put them in the topic for the ACC Coastal Division. You have to. I think they're going to be a contender for to play Clemson in the title game, as if college football does happen. I mean, they're hell bent on it happening in the South, although the president for Michigan doesn't see it that way. I mean, in school might not. They may, a lot of these college kids, they may have to start their year doing online classes. But if that's the case, you may want to give them a dock on their tuition. I mean, if they're paying room and board and things like that, I mean, if they're doing this online stuff, then you're going to have to give them some sort of discount because they're not getting a full college experience. They're basically paying just to go online and take classes. I mean, they could just go to University of Phoenix and freaking just, you know, log online or whatever online. I mean, there's plenty of other schools that do online classes, but they're just better off. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a lot to ingest. I mean, I don't know. I know there's a topic of sports opening up. I mean, NHL is supposedly trying to get their season going with a 2014 playoff. And supposedly the owners approved it, but I'm not sure if the players fully did. I have to go double check, but if so, I mean, I love it. A March Madness type NHL format, you know, March Madness for NHL. I mean, that's beautiful. 2014 playoff. That's freaking awesome. And I hope they would do, I hope they do some stuff to actually make it exciting. I mean, the game's more open now, but I don't know, do some stuff. Have a goal from the point be like 3 points or something like that. You know, have some, you know, or instead of penalties, you know, do like in deck hockey, especially in deck hockey tournaments, every penalty is a penalty shot, and that's it. I mean, a lot to do. The NBA is talking about getting their season back on because, well, for a lot of these pro teams, this may be their only shot at a championship, and if they lose this season, they lose another chance at it. I mean, I'm sure LeBron wants to win a title with the Lakers. I mean, I think the title is pretty much the Lakers to lose at this point, and I think that's what the NBA wants, is a Lakers team to win the title. I mean, because that's what gives good TV. That's what, you know, you want your cash cows, like your Lakers, your Celtics, to win titles. So I could see that easily happening. I mean, they do have one hell of a team this year. I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, Dwight Howard may get a ring. I mean, that's even more crazier. Nuts. But right now, currently it's May, and we won't know more until things... We're not going to know more for a while, probably. I think June will be more telling, but for college football to open up on time, they're going to need to be unified in it. And it doesn't look like that they're going to be unified. I mean, the South wants to do football on time, and teams of the North, not so much. And, you know, the NFL is talking about this. Personally, you know, if the NFL wants to start on time with no fans, I'm all for it. If the players want to play, let's do it. If they want to wait, they want to wait. But I'm just, for me, my concern is how the players feel. And of course, there's baseball too. Baseball has to has to start up on time. You know, they have to start up as well. I mean, there's a lot. You know, it's where the players feel. I mean, I know the MLB players don't want to take a pay cut, and I understand that. Because you take a pay cut, it sets a precedent for next season. What happens next season? Do they take a pay cut next season because they lost money from the past one? I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a battle between millionaires. I mean, can you imagine the Steelers season opening up with no fans at Heinz Field? And how about no tailgating, too? I mean, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, let's just hope there's not a rebellion in the North Shore. That'd be crazy. Anyways, I'm talking in circles here, but let's wrap this up. On Sunday, the match happened. And it was Woods and Peyton versus Brady and Mickelson. I mean, when I was making my picks for these, I initially liked Mickelson and Brady, but then I started to realize something. I'm like, well, Mickelson and Tiger are kind of kind of at the point of their careers, kind of on the same level somewhat. I think Tiger's more of a better golfer than Phil is. Phil's kind of slowly going, but you know, he's slowly breaking down. And then I figured Peyton Manning's probably spent more time on the golf course than Tom Brady has in the last several years. For one thing, Manning's retired, but also Brady said him packing. He sent him to golf course on most seasons. But all in all, I wasn't surprised by the outcome. I figured, you know, Manning and Tiger would win it. But it was fun. I mean, it was basically two guys or four guys in golf carts. No fanfare. And they're just playing golf like regular Joes. I mean, it was just a group of four guys who were just playing on a weekend after a long week of work. And I think the PGA should probably adopt more of these type of formats. Maybe just not like every tournament, but like pick like a random tournament or two and have this kind of format, you know, where no fans and these guys are driving their golf carts. No caddies. And I mean, to me, I had a great time watching. It was fun. I mean, you know, you had Barkley and guys like that talk. I mean, there was a lot of trash talk and it was fun. I mean, it was, you know, Bray dropped a hole in one on one of his shots. I mean, I say do more of it. I mean, anyway, I don't have much else to talk about. We're at 20 minutes. I'm sure more will come up, but, you know, we're still quarantining and we're still, you know, things are starting to open up. I mean, let's just hope for the best. It's all we can. Hopefully we all have a great week. It's a short week, which means we'll all be busy. Anyways, guys, have a great week. Talk to you later. Hell to Pitt.